Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's 1:32 here on a Monday. Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We'll check in with Dan and Parks coming up in just a bit. Joining us right now after yesterday's mass shooting, another one. I believe in the statement from Congressman Cleaver that was just sent out, number 307 of 2017, the 307th mass shooting. And we welcome in Congressman Emanuel Cleaver right now. Appreciate the time, Congressman. Thank you so much for it. I'm sure yesterday, as the rest of the country mourned and we watched in horror as more details were coming out, I'm going to guess yesterday was pretty rough for you.
Well, it is because of the church, and I'm an ordained United Methodist pastor, and we have had actually guards or police in the church off duty for probably 20 years now. Immediately after, people have probably forgotten Martin Luther King's mother, Mrs. Alberta King, was killed playing the organ in the church on Sunday morning in Atlanta. So it's not anything that is new. I think what is new, the new component is the number of people that are killed in these shootings, and it's an awful thing, you know, to go to church. And I think one of the reasons it has become a comfortable place to do it is because it's a place where people go, and they're there, you know, peacefully. They're not looking for any kind of violence, and so in many ways that means that they're vulnerable.
Congressman, we've been taking a lot of messages from people today who have said they're just starting to accept that this is the way it is, that it just seems like every few weeks now, and quite literally it's been that way, we've had some kind of mass shooting like this, or it's happening often enough that it seems to me that some people are just getting desensitized to it. What was your reaction to this one?
Well, my first thought, to be 100% honest, was, even though we already have police at our church, maybe we need to think about, you know, getting even more. Because I think each of these events, I believe, inspires others to do something similar. So my first thought was, you know, just dealing selfishly, not as a United States member of Congress, but the other was, I wish we could have at least up here members of Congress sitting down to discuss possibilities that we might have in front of us to at least reduce the number. I don't think because of the First Amendment here, I think guns are going to continue to be quite plentiful. And I guess the next thing is what you just mentioned, the word desensitization, where we just, you know, expect that to happen, you know, two or three times a month. And that's unfortunate. I don't know if anybody has the solution or a magic way in which we can stop this. But, people will say, okay, it's a mental illness issue. Well, if members of Congress say it's a mental illness issue, I've been here 13 years, and the committees of jurisdiction have never held at least one meeting, one hearing, one discussion on mental health. It was stopped. The federal participation was essentially removed in the 1980s, and it hasn't been restored. So we don't talk anything about guns, like any kind of background checks and so forth. We just try to figure out ways in which we can condemn whoever is on the other side politically and move on and wait until the next shooting.
It was going to be my next question, Congressman. It is exactly that. It happened with Las Vegas. It happened with the Pulse nightclub, where the cycle seems to be, and this is just from, you know, Joe Schmo sitting behind a microphone who's watching it just like everybody else. Why is the cycle? Incident happens. one side screams gun control, one side screams it's too early to talk about
it. Or mental health.
Or mental health. And then we wait 3 days, and then we forget about it, and then the news cycle repeats several weeks later.
Well, because we have a system here in Washington, and it's relatively new. It started in the 1990s, where the greatest amount of political benefit comes from not solving a problem, but simply creating an argument for the other side or against the other side. You know, the average American ought to be furious with Congress and state legislatures because, let me say it again, there has not been a single meeting, not one meeting. And, you know, I'm not dumb enough to think that we could sit down in a meeting and iron it out, but we ought to sit down in a meeting and begin the process of discussing ways in which we can respond to this. Look, if we're, you know, if we don't do anything about this, I fear that, you know, our children and our children's children are going to live in a country where two or three of these events are going to occur every day. And, you know, I guess people, as long as they say it's not happening to me or my loved ones, I can hang on to my, you know, my political position on it and keep going. And that's not the way to run a fire station.
So, Congressman Cleaver, what's the legislation that fixes it then? Assuming you could get bipartisan support and assuming that now is the time that we could get it passed, what's the legislation that prevents future shootings like this?
I don't think there is a single piece of legislation. I think the first thing, I keep hammering back to it, I think members of Congress in the jurisdictions that would deal with this, maybe Homeland Security in one or Armed Services, you know, maybe Ways and Means, the Judiciary or something, would sit down and begin to talk. I want to make sure people understand there is not even a discussion. I mean, today at 6 o'clock when we begin to vote, the Speaker will ask for a minute of silence, and that's it. Well, I've gotten to the point now. I don't stand for the moment of silence. I leave the floor, and I live across the street in the United Methodist Building, and I come home. I pray, and when I tell somebody my thoughts and prayers are with you, I take it seriously. And so I come and pray, and the minute of silence is okay, I guess, for people who can embrace that. But we ought to be sitting down in a room trying to start a discussion. We need to put money probably to trying to deal with mental health and illness. We need to probably have background checks. We probably need to do some other things. Have some off limit places for guns and with some very 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 strong penalties for having weapons in those places. Churches obviously would be one. We need to discuss. We're the most powerful nation on earth, and I would dare say the nation with the smartest people. And if we use our intellect, use our commitment and love to this country, we can come up with some ways to reduce it. We can't eliminate it like other countries, you know, some Japan where they'll have, you know, four or five gun homicides a year or even England, but because of the First Amendment, but we can do some other things. And we ought to, and the other things that we can do, we ought to do.
Congressman Cleaver, I can't, and in complete respect for you and the rest of your constituents and the rest of the people in Congress, to hear that there's not even conversations or discussions going on as a taxpayer, as a voter, that is incredibly frustrating to hear. And I think that it doesn't matter if our listeners are Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. I think I can express to you the frustration that we hear that there's not even conversations going on about, you know, figuring out a way to slow this down.
Well, you and every other American, 300 million other Americans, ought to be furious. I mean, look, I'm right now across the street from the United States Capitol, and I can assure you of what's going to happen, and that is at about 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 here, maybe 6:35 or so. You can turn on C-SPAN and see if there'll be a moment of silence. And that's it. It's over.
That's terrible to hear, because we all want something done. I don't know what to do to get done, and I'm sure you want it done as well, but that's just frustrating.
So So does that mean that if our listeners who, you know, have Congressman Yoder or whoever it happens to be, if they were to call them en masse and say, we need Republicans and Democrats at the table together, as a congressman, is that something that you respond to? If you have enough people calling you, is that something that would move you to act? Because I think a lot of people feel like there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, nobody would even have to call me. I'd go to the table. The way this place works is that the leadership, the Speaker of the House, leader of the minority party, probably the top bracket of leadership would have to come together first. I mean, Kevin Yoder, who was a friend of mine, couldn't call a meeting and get a response. Or Emmanuel Cleaver. I mean, you'd have to. It has to be the people in leadership. That's the way the system works. And I can assure you, and I would love to be wrong, I can assure you, if you check with anybody tomorrow, check with a Republican, a Democrat, Oakland Raider, anybody, there's no meeting going to be scheduled to deal with this or and the mammoth number of shootings that are occurring across the country.
Finally, Congressman Cleaver, you mentioned that there should be stronger, stiffer penalties. What do you say to the people out there who don't believe that we need stronger gun control, because bad guys don't care about penalties? Bad guys will get guns, and bad guys will commit these heinous acts.
Yeah, I would say that we need to have background checks. And I'm not sure that the term gun control is one that I use, because it has been politicized and, for the purpose of division. I think we need to have background checks. That doesn't violate the Second Amendment. I'm sorry, it's in the First Amendment. Second Amendment. It doesn't do any harm, except that it forces us to probably weed out some folk who are too dangerous to have guns. And, there are a lot of technical things that I've heard people talk about with guns that manufacturers could do, but I'm not a gun person, so I don't even know a lot about guns. I have family members. I have one family member with a gun in each room in his house, because of some concern about where he lives. But it's not. I don't think anybody has a simple solution. Say, let's have gun control and knock on people's doors and take guns. That's just not going to happen. So we have to do things that are realistic, and there are things we can do. I mean, the technological advancements we have made with weaponry can allow us to do all kinds of almost unimaginable things that would help and protect more members of our public.
Congressman Cleaver, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thank you. Good to talk with you.
You as well. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver joining us from D.C., as a matter of fact.
Feel free, if you got any reaction to what he had to say, feel free to give us a call or text 22980.
It is incredibly frustrating to hear that he will admit there will be a moment of silence, and then they'll move on to vote on whatever they're voting on, and no discussion will be had. And it doesn't matter if you called Cleaver or you call Yoder. It doesn't matter, and that is frustrating.
But not at all surprising to me. Because if we were going to do something about it, let me rephrase, if they were going to do something about it, if there was going to be a bipartisan plan, wouldn't we have had it by now? Why did it, and I almost feel like they can't win. If they're going to do it now, why did it take a shooting in a church with, you know, a dozen or so kids being killed to get it done? Why wasn't Las Vegas enough? Why wasn't Sandy Hook enough? Why wasn't Pulse nightclub enough? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if they were going to do it, why wouldn't they have done it by now?
And the thing he said was interesting. I know we got to get to break here, that it doesn't take a Cleaver or a Yoder. It takes a Paul Ryan.
Right.
It takes a Nancy Pelosi, someone who is higher ranking. Whatever your thoughts are on Speaker Ryan and Congresswoman Pelosi, Those are the higher ranking ones from the party. Steve Scalise,
right.
Majority Whip, Minority Whip. I mean, there's it frustrates me as a voter.
Mm-hmm. It should. He's your congressman.
He is.
Congressman Cleaver represents you.
He
so
does.
It should. It frustrates me that Congressman Yoder, we've not been able to get on the air today, that Roy Blunt would not come on today, schedules or whatever, but you deserve to hear from the people that you elected.
You do.
And to get answers from them.
Whether you voted in a Democrat or a Republican, you deserve to hear from mm-hmm. Claire McCaskill.
Yeah.
You deserve to hear from Roy Blunt.
Demand answers and then hold them to it.
It's been a day with Jamie and Wicket. We'll squeeze in a few phone calls. Kent, Steve, stick right there. You're next on 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.